Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The nation's longest living former president is in home hospice care. That announcement coming from Jimmy Carter's presidential library this afternoon.
A statement from the Carter Center says the former president has the full support of his family and his medical team as he spends his final days undergoing care at home. Jimmy Carter, who is 98 and is the oldest living president, has overcome serious health problems, including in 2015 when he was treated for melanoma that had spread to his brain. He defied the odds when he was pronounced cancer-free later that same year. The Carter Center announcement did not say whether the cancer has returned or what prompted the 39th president of the United States to decide to transition to hospice care. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
For the first time, the U.S. has officially accused Russia of crimes against humanity in Ukraine.
Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the Munich Security Conference.
Russian forces have pursued a widespread and systemic attack against a civilian population.
She said crimes against humanity have been committed in Ukraine by Russian forces.
Gruesome acts of murder, torture, and deportation.
Harris says they will be held accountable. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
At that same conference, this announcement from Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
DPRK once again launched a ballistic missile, this one apparently falling in the exclusive economic zone of Japan.
And the Japanese are furious with North Korea over that missile. Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi.
Such act is absolutely unacceptable. It is a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions, and the international community must be united and take resolute response.
Japan's defense minister says the missile had a range of about 8,700 miles. Experts say enough to possibly reach the U.S. Syria's state-run media report Israeli airstrikes targeted a residential neighborhood in central Damascus early Sunday, local time. Loud explosions were heard over the capital after midnight. Police say there are casualties. South Florida firefighters are trying to put down the flames at a renewable energy plant in Doral near Miami. It's been on fire for almost a week, and Fire Chief Ray Judala says that fire is finally contained.
We have the fire basically smoldering in one final building. This is the trash pit located at the southeast area. It is one of the bigger buildings in the facility.
And officials have asked area residents to stay indoors and wear a mask. They're going outside just in case. In New Orleans, the drums are beating, the crews are marching or riding floats in the city's first full-fledged Mardi Gras celebration since before the pandemic. This is CBS News.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Tara, quote, "My doctor wanted me to do saline rinses for my allergies, but I've never been able to successfully use a neti pot. Navage uses suction power, so it's foolproof. There are nights when I'll have particularly bothersome allergies. I'll bust it out, and the results are immediate. It's such a relief. It's become a lifesaver." Unquote. She's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 40. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 20. Highs around 37 Monday with a chance for snow, 37 Tuesday. A dusting of snow Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Let's go. Inc. Radio. We are local music. That is After August. And the song is called Shine For Me. How Much Rain started off the night on a Saturday night. Original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Good evening, everybody. How you doing? How you doing, Rocker?
What's happening, Jimmy? Doing
well, man, we're broadcasting local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. Make sure you get the app on your phone immediately. And thanks to all of you tuning in over the FM airwaves across the state of Wisconsin. Rocker, we had a great show for the people tonight. Who's coming up?
Jimmy, tonight we have brand new sponsors, Weikert Realtors Lake Point, Rob Greether and Emily Rizika. They're going to be in here talking about their new open house and art show. Then we'll have Catherine Capolero coming in at the 7:30 timing. She's from VO5 and Loving Cup, the Stones tribute here in Madison. They're going to be talking about Catherine's art, paintings, and the showing that she's going to be doing at Weikert. So you can see some rock star art. Nice. Plus, Fall to Rise, Jimmy, Betty Rise. We're going to be talking to her live from her show at the Red Rooster, Fall to Rise. Then Devil's Lair, Jimmy, we have something really special. We have a Chicago Blues Hall of Famer, Paul Flipwitz. He's going to be playing for us live in the Devil's Lair and talking about his new album. And then Max Inc. Heavy, Jimmy, you and me, we're getting together 10 p.m. to midnight. Jimmy K. and Rocker, Max Inc. Heavy, reunited in heaviness. Once again, interview with Eric LaBrosse of The Heroes Lie and Cherry Pit Studios, plus Essential Last Crack and much, much more.
I have the IV drip of coffee ready to go. I'll probably plug that in while we're listening to Flipowitz play. Can't wait to hear Paul play live on the radio tonight.
It's going to be a special show.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to call up. Tell us what's happening in your music scene tonight. Maybe request a song or two, if you like. Best wishes to Terry Barr. She's off tonight. There's a really cool interview with her and Joe Richter at civicmedia.us on the Max Inc. Radio page. Check that out. Here's Joe Richter and The Best Part of Love, Max Inc. Radio. Waking up in the morning.
Thank you. Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
My thoughts are spinning like a turntable. Get out of bed when I am able. These shaky knees are unstable, 'cause I need you. My eyes go blind, it's so severe. Like a dirty old broken chandelier. My heart's so heavy when you're not here, 'cause I need you. From a pile of bones, sift through the ashes of being alone. Well, if you're home, just pick up the phone, 'cause I need you. You are the sunlight shining on me. One hit and I'm evergreen. Cover up this misery, 'cause I need you.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That is Jenna Jane from Wausau, Wisconsin. Knew Me When. It's her latest single there. She has a show coming up. She's playing tonight, actually, up in the Northwoods somewhere. Consult her Facebook page for all the details. Mascot Theory before that, I Need You. That's brand new from the Mascot Theory. They're playing tonight at the Vine down in Fitchburg, and they'll be at the Red Rooster next Saturday. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. Rocker, Rob from Weikert Realtors are coming in here soon. Looking forward to having a chat with Rob about all the realty work and everything.
Rob and Emily, and they're going to be talking about their open house and art show that's coming up next week. And Jimmy, we're even going to be featuring some Maximum Ink artwork there because, you know, the anniversary for Maximum Ink is coming on 27 years.
Oh, very nice. Happy anniversary, pre-anniversary.
Thank you.
We'll have more details about the anniversary soon on Max Inc. Radio.
That we will.
Really looking forward to talking with Betty from Fall to Rise later on tonight, too. 844-967-2789. Our good friend Kirsty Krause has new music out. Actually, it's a Thomas Cavanaugh song and is featuring Kirsty Krause on backing vocals. Check it out right now. This is brand new. Thomas Cavanaugh featuring Kirsty Krause. The song is called Who Am I Gonna Love on Max Inc. Radio.
Seek what you won't find. What's right before your eyes? The one who's gonna feel all those lonely nights. Are you looking just like me? Blinded by your big dreams. Are you a rock star in the shower? Or we need you when you sleep? Do you like the sunrise or the night? Do you curse under your breath when things are going right? It's always been playing on my mind. Who am I gonna love?
Yeah. get it going and then slow it down. She can't wait to leave and then stick around. Just like Wisconsin weather, she can never make up her mind. I swear to God. We step outside and she loves me so. Just wait 5 minutes and she's so cold.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
And the Badgers take their home ice at the Kohl Center for a Big Ten series finale with Michigan State. And for seven seniors, it marks the final time in their collegiate careers they get to don the white green sweaters inside the building there. Home for a long and memorable journey from downtown Madison on this Saturday night. Welcome back for Badger Hockey, and thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Vogel, thrilled to be alongside Ian Perrin here in the American Family broadcast booth. Ian, this series finale against the Michigan State Spartans will not change anything in the Big Ten standings for the Badgers, but you know that just like Saturday night, this Wisconsin team wants to make a statement before heading out on the road to send this senior class off on the right note.
They're going to go on the road?
They are. That's what I've been told. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Oh, I just had to say that with a whim, I guess. But you're right. I mean, there's pride. There's always going to be pride involved with everything that goes on. And anybody who wears the red and white sweater is in a situation where you don't want to be remembered as the team or the players that didn't do what previous teams had done. So to go out with a bang, I think, would be a very, very big issue for them. I think after last weekend's Saturday game, they know that they are capable of doing it. Now they just have to do it.
Seven seniors will be honored before tonight's contest. Jay Donovan, Mike Vorlicki, Owen Lindmark, Jared Moe, Jack Gorniak, Brock Caulfield, and Dominic Mersch, the last three there, five-year seniors in this program. And as you'll hear when we talk with Tony Granato in a couple of minutes here, Ian, it's been quite the journey. Lots of highs, lots of lows, Big Ten championships, NCAA tournament appearance, and then some struggles like this year. But there's a pandemic that happened during all of this. So they've certainly had a unique experience in their time here as Badgers.
Well, Big Ten championship, and interestingly enough, and the reason I was a little bit late is, guess who I just met? I met a guy who lived 12 miles away from me, who was the assistant junior hockey coach when I played for the Melville Millionaires. He's standing there and he goes, Ian, are you not going to say hi? I didn't even recognize him. My goodness gracious.
Time flies, yes.
But what I was going to say about this team, and he made the same point, he said, you know, when you think about the fact that the two players that were involved with the key players who were involved with the Big Ten championship 3 years ago, one's playing in Montreal and scoring 25 goals, and the other one's playing on a first line or second line in Edmonton, and you get into a situation where, you know, the new players have not filled that role in the goal scoring abilities by any stretch of the imagination. But he said, nobody remembers that because nobody got to see it. And I agree wholeheartedly with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I did games over at the Le Bon Center where I could take attendance, and we set an attendance record one night with 32 instead of 28 where the parents were there. So
not counting cutouts.
Exactly. Yeah, it was. It's a very frustrating thing that we all had to live through, and I hope that these kids finish with a bang so that they have a good taste in their mouth when they leave.
And not only motivated by being senior night, they want to erase the taste that's in their mouth after last night and the 6-2 loss here to Michigan State in this series opener, where seemingly nothing went right for this Badger team.
Exactly. And, you know, we talked about it at the end of the game in particular, where we had our change in the game or whatever it is. I think Michigan State was so gung-ho after killing off that five-minute major, and then they couldn't score on the power play, but the team that worked the hardest got the break on the power play. You saw the shot come. Vorlicki ends up stepping in front of it, tips it wide open. McClellan had gone to the right-hand side already, and bang, they put it in the open net. So it's just one of those things where the bounces never went there, but sometimes you get rewarded with good bounces from hard work and a lot of intensity.
It'll be the 130th meeting all time for these two programs. Hard to get much more even than 62-63-4. That's the advantage now held by the Spartans. They're one better against the Badgers thanks to last night's victory. As this pregame show continues, we'll get more on this matchup with Michigan State, give you an update on the latest in the Big Ten standings, as there's been some action already today, and an update on the Badger women's team, who took on the defending national champions Ohio State across the street at Laban Arena today as well. But up next, it's time to check in with the Badgers head coach Tony Granato, and we'll do so when we return here to the Kohl Center. More on the pregame show in 2 minutes. You're listening to Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. But you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
back inside the Kohl Center as we count down towards face-off in the series finale between the Badgers and Michigan State Spartans, joined now by Badgers head coach Tony Granato. And coach, I guess let's start with senior night. You've got a big group tonight that's playing their final home game of the season of their careers. I mean, I know we could spend the entire pregame show going over every single guy and all their memories, but when you think of this class and all that they've accomplished, all the things that they've gone through on and off the ice over the years, what comes to your mind when you think of this group?
Well, kids that you would love to have in your program because they're great kids. They understand the academic, athletic component of coming to be a student athlete at the University of Wisconsin. I think two of the kids in the senior class had 4.0s last semester. So their GPA, I'm sure this class is going to set a record for what a GPA is for any graduating class at our school. So it's just phenomenal kids. They've given us everything they have both on the ice, and in the classroom and in the community. And they've been a pleasure to coach. So tonight's a good night for us to celebrate them. Yeah. And, you know, obviously we want to play well. You know, last weekend against Minnesota, we had the alumni in here. We lost a tough one on Friday night. We bounced back and had a great game with the alumni here. Tonight, you know, we're coming off a game that we didn't play great. And we got to have a night where we send them off in a special way with all the families here. It means a lot because, you know, all the guys are going to say the same thing. Man, oh, man, did the time fly. We've got, you know, the 3 5-year guys that have been here because of the bonus COVID year. You know, they're looking like, oh my gosh, how did 5 years just go that fast? And so this is a special night for all of us to celebrate what they brought to us.
Of those 7 guys, some might go on and play pro hockey. For some, these might be the final games of their hockey career. How do you want them to balance that emotion of final home game, of what could be counting down towards the end of their hockey careers, versus obviously the job at hand, as you said, wanting to play better tonight and get a victory?
Well, I want them to do that in their own way. You know, one, I think having lots of family here is important to celebrate it, you know, with family and the people that you love and that gave you the opportunity to do this. Obviously, the parents and grandparents and siblings all were part of the equation on, you know, why they ended up here. So I think that's a big, you know, part of, you know, what tonight is about. It's not just the player, but it's the families. You know, I just remember my parents. You know, when I left here, it was fortunate for my parents, 2 brothers follow me and then a cousin. So they were able to stay connected and felt like they were here for a long time and it didn't just all of a sudden end. But for most of these parents, you know, this might be their only kid playing collegiate athletes or at the University of Wisconsin. And they've had a great, you know, journey and experience through this whole thing, too. So I think that's another thing to keep in mind tonight as we celebrate. It's not just the player on the ice, but also the family and the loved ones that have been there to support our players along the way.
Well, more with the Badgers head coach in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
joined again by Badgers head coach Tony Granato. And coach, looking back at last night's game here, the interesting experience where you have a power play, not only a power play, but a 5-minute power play very early in the first period. It's happened a couple of times to your team this year. It's not maybe the easiest adjustment for guys who've got a mindset of one thing when they go into the game, but you get that power play right off the bat. What did you see from your power play last night? What do they maybe need to do better tonight to be able to come out with more goals or more production?
Well, I think that was a big point of the game. You know, you come out and they take a bad penalty or a penalty that gives you a 5-minute power play. You got to take advantage of it, at least establish momentum. And I think the momentum went their way because their killers did a great job. We never really had any consistent pressure during that time. So I thought that was. And then you also, the other thing you do is the guys that aren't on the power play sit on the bench for, 10 minutes. You know, not just a 5-minute power play, but 10 minutes of actual time. And that takes them out of the game. So then once, we got back to 5-on-5, I thought that Michigan State really skated well. They jumped into play with their D well. They worked as unit 5 really well. They were real aggressive on their forecheck. They caused some turnovers in our own end that ended up in the back of our net. So, that's what we have to do. We did it really well last weekend. Yet last night, the not scoring on the power play and not getting any momentum off, that affected our team. We got on our heels and they took advantage of it.
You mentioned the turnovers, and at the other end of the ice in your zone, it's easy to just glance at a stat sheet and see who's plus or who's minus on a night, who maybe had a good night or bad night defensively. But what do you need to see from your team at the defensive end to be able to have a better result here tonight, especially as you mentioned with the turnovers starting off of that?
Well, I think the one thing we could do is if you manage the puck right, it doesn't mean dumping the puck in. It means making the plays up the ice. And if the plays aren't there, then you have to put it to an area that we can get to it or get in on the forecheck. And I just don't think we did that consistently enough last night to establish our forecheck, to affect their D, to get momentum going in the offensive zone. And, against a team that's playing for their home ice advantage and have had a great year, they took advantage of us being a little bit sloppy. And tonight we're going to have to be mentally a lot sharper in those areas. We're going to have to be willing to understand they got a great goaltender. This goaltender might be the best in our conference this year, and we're going to have to pay a price to make it hard on him. And that's net front presence, that's putting pucks to areas where he can't get to them, and if he does get to them, we got to get on the forecheck on him like we did on the goal last night when Dominic Mersch forced that turnover and Jack Lerdahl was the recipient of the of the pass from the goalie. But I think that that's going to be a big part of it early in the game. We got to get pucks behind their D, we got to finish checks, we got to be more physical than we were last night.
Appreciate the time, best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. We'll have more from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth here at the Cole Center in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 28. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 40. Lows around 20 tomorrow night. Upper 30s Monday with a chance for snow. Upper 20s. Partly cloudy skies Tuesday. A dusting of snow Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Back inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth here in the Kohl Center on senior night. It's the Badgers and the Michigan State Wolverines. And Ian, right now we see down below us the seven seniors being introduced. And when you see this class and you see them with their family and Owen Lindmark, who was just announced a moment ago, what thoughts come to your mind about this class and jumps out to you about this group of seniors?
Well, it's kind of a mismatch of seniors, to be honest with you, because three of them are fifth-year seniors.
Yep.
That being, Jack Gorniak, Paul Caulfield, and Dominic Mersch. So you get into a situation where they're not really the same class as the actual seniors who are just competing in their fourth year. So here we go with all the introductions, and I spent a lot of time this afternoon thinking about what I would say about each of the seniors, obviously complimentary in all of them.
Yes.
But in listening to Tony's interview with you before the game, the one thing that I was not aware of is that academically, this senior class has pretty much buried any other senior class as far as accomplishments in the classroom. Three of the seniors had a 4.0 last semester.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's really impressive. They didn't take underwater fire safety and rocks for jocks.
No.
I guess.
Also just struck by looking at him as we just see Jared Moe being introduced, how different each of their journeys has been. Jared Moe, who had transferred from Minnesota, Owen Lindmark, and the physical injuries that he went through in missing most of last year and now back. Brock Caulfield, who obviously arrived here with a very heralded and ballyhooed brother who won the Hobie Baker Award, and now Brock is one of the leading goal scorers for this Badger team this year. And so many different players and different stories, some from Wisconsin, some from out of state, and how they've all arrived here and to be at this place here tonight on senior night, when obviously it's a moment for celebration and for family and a chance hopefully for them to get a victory here tonight to go out on the right note.
Well, you get in a situation where I think one sentence describes each of them. If you were to remember their four-year careers,
yep.
When you would, and they just introduced Jack Gorniak, and I would just say speed kills.
Yes,
he may be the fastest guy that I've seen in a long, long time. And the next one that they'll introduce is Brock Caulfield. And if I was to pick anybody who had a hockey brain, it would be Brock Caulfield. You know, and that just a couple words descriptions. Comes by it naturally, obviously, with big brother Cole and our little brother Cole and his dad Paul being an All-American at Stevens Point. You just get in a situation where I think there must be some genetics that are involved with the hockey brain, because they're all smart hockey players.
Well, as they continue to the introductions down on the ice below, our pregame show will continue. We'll have the starting lineups for you, the UW Health Injury Report, and our Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening faceoff coming your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin and hockey from Learfield.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs, earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Time for our UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. And for the Badgers, they got Anthony Kerr back in the lineup last night, and the defenseman not in the lineup tonight for the Badgers, who otherwise seem fairly healthy, other than Ty Smolanek has still not returned to the lineup after a brief return after a long hiatus. And then hopefully they'll be able to get him back at some point here down the stretch. That is our UW Health Injury Report, brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now time for the starting lineups, brought to you by Quick Trip. And what stood out to you about the starting lineup and what you saw about Michigan State last night, Ian? They have, as Tony Granato called him, Dylan St. Cyr, who's a very small netminder, as you pointed out on the broadcast last night, but one of the better netminders in the Big Ten, for sure.
Well, he's a small French-speaking netminder, so in yes. your mind, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, isn't he?
Like those guys. Yes, exactly.
No, he was good, although he made a freshman goaltender error last night when he just laid the puck on Erdahl's stick and Erdahl shot it in the open net. But he's so agile. He's paid the price to come to Michigan State. I mean, he's been at, 12 different programs already in the NCAA, if I'm not mistaken. You turn around, he was at Quinnipiac, and then he was 1 year at Notre Dame, and then all of a sudden now he's here. So the transfer portal has been good for Mr. St. Cyr.
Looking at the Badgers starting lineup, Brock Caulfield, who's tied for the team lead with 10 goals, will center Sam Stang and Jack Gornick. That next line of DeSaint Falls, Stramel, and Cruz Lucius, all a -3 last night. That's a line that not only needs to get the offensive production going, but needs to tighten things up defensively as well.
Yeah, and looking at the personalities of the three that are listed on there, not one of them is a defensive juggernaut by any trying to stretch of the imagination.
Lindmark in between Horbach and Carson Vandal, and then four forwards on that fourth line. Liam Malmquist, Dominic Mersch, Zach Erdahl, Robbie Newton. The defenseman pairings, Ben Dexheimer with Mike Vorlicki, was also a -3 last night. The senior out of Dedina. Tyson Jugnauth, who got a power play tally for the Badgers with Corson Kuhlemans, Daniel Lotch, Luke Lemaster, Shea Devonin, Donovan, and back between the pipes tonight for the Badgers, Jared Moe, who had to come in relief last night for Kyle McClellan. Badgers being introduced on the ice below us right now, and we'll have the opening faceoff and get you ready for tonight's action when we return here to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 28. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 40. Lows around 20 tomorrow night. Upper 30s Monday with a chance for snow. Upper 20s, partly cloudy skies Tuesday. A dusting of snow Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red.